Sunday's mass shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, has us back in a sadly familiar place as a country, asking ourselves why America has so many mass shootings when other nations do not. Simple answer, lots of guns. But we're also asking, more importantly perhaps, what can we do to prevent these shootings? One man who's really been thinking about this for a long time is Gary Slutkin. He's a doctor from Chicago who ended up working in Somalia. When he came back to the States after 10 years, he started learning about gun violence in American cities. And it reminded him of epidemics he's seen elsewhere, like cholera or TB.
When you look at a map, for example, Chicago or Los Angeles or even Iraq, you will see that in certain places on the map, the amount of this event, whether it is cholera or whether it is violence, seems to be very dense in a center, and then less dense, and then less, and then less. We call these epicenters. This is standard infectious disease epidemiology.
Gary Slutkin decided to treat gun violence like any other public health epidemic. He went to communities in cities like Chicago and Baltimore and showed workers how to identify people who might commit a shooting, someone with a grudge, for example. And then he trained the workers to calm those people down and de-escalate. Now those workers are known as interrupters. Slutkin says that same approach can be used to prevent mass shootings, too. I asked him to explain how, though, given that mass shootings are more isolated and sporadic than other kinds of violence.
Well, I mean, this is also one of the specialties of health and public health is we're able to look for rare events as well. And that's because there's methods for understanding the community or communities. In this case, social media is certainly part of it. But getting information from the community as to what's going on is highly relevant. And, you know, for these mass shooting behaviors that have occurred, you know, either teachers were aware of something, or in this case, you know, the military was aware of something, as was his family, as was as were neighbors.
It doesn't seem to be the case, though, like with the Vegas shooting.
Well, I don't know whether there was or not. And, you know, you can be less than 100% too. But I would be surprised if there weren't signs, because there's been signs in almost all of these. Mm. But you see, in these situations, the people who see these things, their choices are either to call law enforcement or do nothing for a friend of theirs or for their brother or for their son. And the results of that have usually been to do nothing or just to follow somebody. Like, for example, the person who did the shoot up in Orlando, he was actually followed by law enforcement for many, many months, but nothing was done to assist him to reduce the behavior. So since no behavior actually happened, it's like watching tuberculosis develop without treating it.
Mm. Isn't it a gargantuan task or proposition to say, you know, we can get rid of mass shooting if we intervene with everybody who felt marginalized?
Well, it isn't one-on-one with everybody, but there are these warning signs. There are communities that are at higher risk, and there are opportunities for people to be made aware that there are places they can call, and social media can be combed.
I mean, there are some Americans out there, as you know, who are just so frustrated and desperate for any solution right now. It's like, fine, let's call it an epidemic health issue. But by calling it an epidemic health issue, are you worried that people will not see it as a gun control issue?
I don't think we're going to dissuade anybody who's looking at it in that way. And there's relevance to that. But what I'm saying is that while this debate, while this political action is going on, we're able to reduce violence. I should just say by comparison, you know, we were trying to get rid of the mosquitoes in Africa to reduce malaria, and we did. It turned out not to be feasible. We're now reducing malaria very, very rapidly by interrupting transmission by bed nets, by impregnated bed nets. So we're able to add another strategy. There's more than one way to resolve any epidemic problem.
Gary Slutkin is an epidemiologist at the University of Illinois at Chicago School of Public Health and the founder of Cure Violence. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.